Oh, I've got one straight up for you. I can't remember what year the draft was, 17, but we loved Shea Bolton. We had him rated about, I don't know, 12, I think, in that draft. And as I kept getting picked, he got 28. We got picked 30. Well, I say we, Collingwood. Collingwood had picked 30. He got to pick 29. I said, geez, we're going to get Shea Bolton here. This is an absolute steal. Richmond called his name out, dual premiership player now, and had his best year by a long way. He was always going to be a little bit of a slow burn, really skinny kid, but he had a lot of tricks. I really enjoyed watching him play that year. You couldn't take your eyes off him. He was just a star.
And the Tigers were really impressed internally with what he did in the grand final, how he changed it, they reckon, even in the second and third.
His pressure and all that was great. And and in the 18s, he used to play mainly forward to centre, but his pressure in the 18s was really good too, as well as all the tricks he had in his arsenal. That one hurt bad, yeah.
Yours, Sauce?
Look, I can't. Actually, I'm unsure. But certainly getting back to Shea Bolton, what I do know is, and I know the Blues are still happy with Zach Fisher. We had a real big discussion going into the draft, Zach Fisher, Shea Bolton. And if I was to look at their careers, probably the first 2 years, you look at Zach Fisher and go, yep, he was ahead of Shea Bolton. And you look at it now and you probably say, well, Shea is ahead of Zach. So it's interesting how players develop and where they're at. They're still very young in terms of, I think it's pretty much their fourth year of football. Mm. So who knows where their careers go. But I know we had a really in-depth discussion if those two boys were there, which one we went. And I still think Zach Fisher can really play.
Yeah, right.
I'll give you another one while you're there too. I just remembered because it actually turned out pretty good for us. I was at the Crows. I had about 22 players on my list and I reckon 20 went in the first 22. And I've gone, I've got to struggle at pick 29. Anyway, the picks came through and I had the two players I had left was Mitch Duncan and Jack Gunston. And we got to pick 28, which was Geelong's pick. And I've gone, oh, we're going to get one of these two. That's gold because I've got nothing left on my sheet. And they took Mitch Duncan, we took Jack Gunston. Unfortunately for the Crow supporters, he was gone to Hawthorn 2 years later.
3 years later. Yeah, he was too. James, thank